You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are going to begin today with some interrelated, interlocking parts that might affect the short and medium-term future in this economy, and then a disconnect, which honestly could do the same thing. Item number one, there are new murmurings on Capitol Hill of a maybe, possibly, could-be deal for some kind of new virus relief for this economy. That is about all we're going to say on that because, as you know, we've been down this road before with relief plans. But it does get us to item number two. Janet Yellen, in her first official remarks as Treasury Secretary nominee, maybe giving Congress a little poke in the eye.
Inaction will produce a self-reinforcing downturn, causing yet more devastation.
So that's the maybe there is help on the way news of the day. The oh no, there's not came to us from Fed Chair Jay Powell and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin in congressional testimony this morning, summing up their views on the state of this economy. And as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains, there is a disconnect.
If you watched Chair Powell and Secretary Mnuchin's Senate Banking Committee testimony today, and I know you did, you'd think they were talking about two different economies. First, Mnuchin said,
"The October jobs report showed that the economy has gained back 12 million jobs since April."
And Powell followed up with,
"Although we welcome this progress, we will not lose sight of the millions of Americans who remain out of work."
Powell looks at the big picture. Mnuchin is focused on the letter of the law, and the CARES Act did specify that some pandemic aid stop at the end of the year as the economy recovered. Mnuchin acknowledges that some additional help is needed, but he also points to the falling unemployment rate. Catherine Judge is a law professor at Columbia University.
We'll look at where we are this quarter relative to last quarter and say, look at the rate of improvement.
The unemployment rate did fall to 6.9% in October, but that's still almost double the jobless rate before the pandemic hit the U.S. Adam Ozimek, chief economist at the jobs website Upwork, says Powell sees the glass as half empty, while Mnuchin says it's half full, and Mnuchin's optimism could make it harder to convince wavering members of Congress to vote for another relief package.
You can't really rally the troops as long as you're describing the glass as half full.
If Congress doesn't pass another relief bill, Williams College economist Ken Kuttner says the Fed will say,
"Look, if you guys can't get your act together and pass some fiscal stimulus, you know, it's going to fall to the Fed to try to take out that slack as best we can."
And Kuttner says the Fed's tools are not ideal for that. Fed Chair Powell has said repeatedly the Fed makes loans, not the grants that struggling businesses and jobless workers need right now. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Speaking of jobs, by the way, Friday morning brings us the November unemployment report. More now, actually, about jobs, because we told you the other day about how some states have been overpaying unemployment benefits and are asking people to pay that money back. Turns out some states have also been underpaying people who are on pandemic unemployment assistance. That's the program for freelancers and gig workers. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has more on a report from the Government Accountability Office.
Pandemic unemployment assistance is a new program, and when it was created back in March, state unemployment offices had to scramble to get it up and running. Because of that, Andrew Stettner at the Century Foundation says,
"In the beginning, everyone was getting the minimum benefit because states were moving this out very quickly, and they wanted to get the benefit in people's hands."
The idea was that states would eventually go back, look at people's tax returns or other proof of income to calculate how much they should actually be getting, and then adjust their benefits accordingly. But in a lot of cases, Stettner says,
"Many workers have not gotten their benefits readjusted, even if they have successfully sent in their tax returns."
A majority of states have been paying people the minimum benefit instead of the actual amount they're eligible for, according to the GAO. How much people are being underpaid varies by state. Ann Paxton is with the Unemployment Law Project in Washington State.
In many states with decent benefit amounts, people are being underpaid by hundreds of dollars.
Every month. Some states are starting to go back and recalculate benefits, says Michelle Evermore at the National Employment Law Project.
Hopefully, what that means is that this month, as benefits may be winding down, at least some people will get some notification that they get a lot of back pay.
But she says people who are on PUA should be proactive and ask their state to recalculate their benefit and not assume it will happen automatically. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.